in Atlanta, and he did a set. He got off. He was badgering the lady up there, and so then she called him out on his sexual assault stuff, and so then he had a meltdown. And
it was sick.
Was sick.
Yeah.
Dude, he showed up at a spot here.
He did what?
T.I.?
He showed up at a spot in L.A.
Oh, yeah. He they,
so many people. Just
so does... Uh-huh.
So, like, the producer of the show was like, oh, you're going to go in later. Like, we have someone... You know what I'm saying? And, like...
We got T.I.
He, in, like, every comic was doing 10, 15 minutes.
He probably had, like, 30, 40 minutes. Yeah.
There was a light. He just ignored it.
There was a light? What's that?
Comics get lights. So, you do a 10-minute set.
Mm-hmm.
The producer will... shine a light in the back to let you know. They'll give you like a 2-minute heads up.
Oh, okay.
So you're doing your set, someone shines a light, and then you know, oh, I got 2 minutes left. I have to wrap this up.
Oh, I never knew that. He just said, fuck all that. Does do y'all not punish people for that? Or?
T.I.
Can't punish T.I., I guess.
I guess, hey, I guess.
When you're like a small event, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. The producer of that show is not.
Doesn't give a damn?
Going on Dave Chappelle, like, he's dealing with smaller comics.
Yeah.
So you get someone that big that's really good for a show.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck everyone else.
They're just selling the name.
Marketing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the name.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, though, because it kind of fucks up the comedian. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it fucks a little punk sweat.
Yeah, a lot of comedians are pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. He did that there, too. He went on for like 45 in Atlanta.
Damn.
He's a monster. He's a monster. He's a monster. He's a monster.
He jokes and he's like super misogynistic. Oh. Just as a classic, like, I like my women in the kitchen. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
Yeah. Like, okay. He was a
okay. Yeah. It's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I was in there fucking his mom. Did you see that one? The one in New York. He was like, yeah. He was like, he's like, my friend don't talk to me no more. Maybe it's because I was in there just banging his mom. Like,
oh man.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm like, bro, you got too much money. Hire someone to write you jokes, bro. Hire someone to write you jokes, big dog. There's no way.
Okay, you guys are rolling. I'm gonna run out real quick.
Cool. All right, man. Welcome back to Mansplaining Podcast, man. We'll start with Tim. What's going on, Barbecue Poppy in the corner over there? What's up?
What up?
Barbecue Poppy. We're missing E and J. Moneybag E. You'll see Moneybag E one day. One day you'll meet Moneybag E. And we have a special guest in the building, Precious. How you doing?
What's popping? I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Okay. We all good, man. Make sure you follow us on social media, man. That's going to be in the links in the description below.
Want to shout you out real quick?
Yeah. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's at OhSoPrecious, OhSoPrecious.
That's how you spell it out.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I put that in the description as well. Because I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you? You doing all right?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Low-key nervous, but, you know, yeah. I'm here.
Don't worry about being nervous. I promise.
We're just not kicking it.
Get into it. Sure. So I get into the little story of how we met. We met at the Black Flea Market.
Mm-hmm.
Real cool vibes and everything. You and Amaya started talking, and then Amaya actually met me there. She was just sitting on the corner. And, like, I think I asked her for the time or something like that when it opens. Yeah. And so me and her just kind of talked. And then you two kind of talked. And then all three of us kind of talked.
Yeah.
Great time.
Trio.
Found out you were a skater.
Yes.
How was it?
At the
Black Flea
the
Market.
Black Market
though,
Fleet?
It?
That's what's right. Black Market Fleet. Okay.
Black Market Fleet? Is it Black Market Fleet?
I think it's Black Market
Fleet. Excuse me. Black Market Fleet.
Yeah. Make sure we're getting that right.
We're getting that right, big dog.
Right.
I've been saying it all the whole time.
It was cool, though. It was chill. It was a vibe.
It was. It's probably the first time, like, I've gone to, like, a black-centric event, mm-hmm. And it was dope. It was dope. The music was dope. The food was good.
For real.
Everybody was friendly as far as I know. The vendors were great. And stuff like that. So it was cool. It was a cool little event.
And some food there. Yeah,
big dog. Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
man. That
pasta.
Chicken Alfredo. What? hey, he know I love that chicken Alfredo, yeah. Man. Put some chicken Alfredo in front. He was making fun of me too. He was like, because I didn't know we were in the hood. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We were
in the alleyway. We were
in the alley. So I should have known that. I should have known that because my car was just like bumpy a little bit.
So
I was like, okay, cool. But I didn't think nothing of it. I get back to the house and I tell him the address. He said, oh, big dog, you was in the hood. He's like, that's why you loved the day. You was at home,
was
dog.
Home.
You
he
back in
home.
Georgia for a day. I said, man, but yeah, man, it was a great event. It was a good vibe. It was a good vibe. But yeah, man, you're a skater. How long have you been skating?
I almost 2 years. I started back in June of 2020. So in June, it'll be 2 years. So not too long.
Not too long. Mm-hmm. Okay, what started you skating?
Yeah.
So, okay, the heat of the pandemic, I was gaining weight. There was also nothing to do, and I hate the gym. Gyms were closing down anyway. Mm-hmm. And then one day, my mom was just like, let's get some roller skates. I was like, all right, like, I guess. So she bought herself some roller skates, bought me some roller skates. And at that time, I was on Instagram, and I was seeing people skate on there, and I was like, oh, this is cute. So I got some roller skates. The very first day they came in the mail, I put them on, skated in like the front area, what do you call it, like the street of my house at the time, and fell like right away.
Busted,
like,
busted your ass. My,
yeah,
busted.
Yeah, it was, it was bad. So you know, I kind of put it down for a second.
Did you ever, I'm sorry, did you ever want to like skate like prior to like even any of this time period?
No, like, I never. Well, I had skated at the roller skating rink probably like for random birthday parties and stuff like that, but never did I think I would pick that up again.
And then
do what I'm doing now. Like,
And that's why I was kind of bringing it into, because it's like you went from like not skating at all to to now you're part of like a skating group, like a little skating group and stuff. How was that?
That life is so crazy. Like, never in a million years would I have thought, because I've always wanted to be in this space, just acting and entertaining and, you know, just performing. But never did I ever think that it would be by way of roller skates. So it's crazy to think about. But now I have like a group of people who I skate with. I'm part of LA Roller Girls, and that's an entertainment company, and they book me for a lot of jobs. Stuff like that. I hang out with my friends. I have a lot of friends to skate with. So it's just
For someone who was busting their ass first, you look good. You're skating now.
All practice.
Mm-hmm. That's good, man. And then how long do you think it'd take you to like get comfortable with it? How long do you think it took you to get like, all right, I can do like, because like me, I can't even skate backwards. So, but you are dancing on the skate, like, you know what I mean? Like, I see y'all like,
can you skate, Big Dog?
Big Dog, I used to be able to like rollerblade, like the little single blade. I can't do that shit no more. But I've never been able to do like the tricks and what you guys have been able to. Never in my life.
You can though. You still got. It's not too late.
No, it's too late for me.
It might be too late. It might be too late.
It's absolutely too late. It's not. It's maybe. Not. It is, man. These knees lock up like DBs, boy.
I skate with 65-year-olds. Like,
Oh man. Hey, they probably got better knees than me.
Yeah, I'm about to say. You talking to the body of a 75-year-old man, right?
Yeah, man. Grandpappy.
We pappy.
Grandpappy.
We old in here.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, though. Do you skate with like a different genre of like ages and stuff? Or?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, it's wild. I skate with people around my age, and then it's always so weird because I'll make friends and be like, oh, like, we'll just be chilling, like, we're all the same age. And then I finally ask, oh, how old are you? They're like, oh, girl, I'm 33. Like, I'm 45. I'm 67. I'm like, wait, 67, what?
67?
Damn. I'm like, it's crazy.
But it's kind of LA culture, though, man, the little skate. Yeah, man. It's almost like a rite of passage type of thing.
You're from out here? Where are you from?
San Diego, originally.
From San Diego, okay.
Or Dago. Shout out Dago.
Dago. Never heard it called Dago.
I ain't never heard it, but I'm calling it Dago now, dog.
Like, yeah,
Dago.
y'all gotta put some respect on it.
How long have you been, where are you now? You're in Long Beach?
Yeah, now I'm in Long Beach. I moved here in July. Yeah.
Oh, not July. So not too long ago.
Not too long.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So y'all got y'all, I don't know if it was like the whole team, but you guys are in NCIS.
Yes, that was so much fun. It was crazy. So I have an agent now. I haven't been signed with him too long. I think
big moves.
Yeah, big moves. Ever since I moved out here, I'm just left and right.
Like, what agent? What kind of agent?
It's Saint Agency. I'm signed by Chris Saavedra. He's actually reps me commercially. So for NCIS, that's theatrical, so I'm not rep, but he saw that audition come through, and he was just like, yo, this is perfect for you. Like, just, you know, send in your audition tape. And I was like, well, because acting is more of my thing. That's really what I want to do. Like, my goal is to land a recurring role on a TV show and just, you know, be happy and set. But anyway, he had sent that through and was like, this is perfect. And I did the audition. I had my parents read for me from home, like on FaceTime. They were messing up. I was like, this is the worst. But no, they did it for me. So I'm so thankful for them. But But yeah, so I booked it. I didn't think I was gonna book it, but I booked it. And my agent called me, and I was screaming on the phone. I was like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah, I seen like you dressed up like you won an Oscar that night.
All my friends are so sweet. Yeah, I had a watch party, and all my friends came. Well, I was in San Diego, so a lot of my San Diego friends came. And I was planning to wear sweatpants. They were like, "No, we're dressing up. It is the Oscars. Like, they got me a little fake award." And,
oh man, yeah, those are, man. You had some good friends, man. They supported you. They supported you. How did that feel like, just being like in the space? Just like, like LL Cool J and all those people.
Oh gosh, a blessing. Because I always wanted to be there. Oh my gosh, let me tell you. So I get on set, in my trailer. And I had left to do, I think I left to get something from Crafty, like a snack or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I walk back, and LL is right next to my trailer. I was like, "Oh my gosh, like, this is LL Cool J." I panicked. Like, I don't know. I got starstruck. Yeah. I was just like, "Hi," and like waved so awkwardly. And I was so mad at myself. I was like, "Why would I do that? Why would I do that?"
Yeah.
But no, he ended up being real cool people. It was like, it was real chill.
Nice. It's crazy seeing like celebrities
up close and personal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm learning not to be so starstruck. Like,
because they're humans.
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
I've worked with a lot of celebrities since I've been out here. So it's just like, it's starting to lose its spark luster a little bit. But you know,
because like when you get in there, when you get in the mix, it's just like, you're working. You're like, "I'm working."
Yeah, this exactly. It's like this working. Is LL Cool J.
Exactly. Okay.
I've seen this guy like 12 times.
This is LL.
This is LL. Like, IL. Yeah. You,
no, not the one L.
Yeah. IL. Yeah. You only call him IL.
Hit him with one L. I the L.
Yeah, yeah. Who else have you worked with? You don't mind me asking.
Oh man. So when I first got out here, I want to say the first week of me being out here, Danielle Hawkins, shout out Danielle. She had called me and was like, "Yo, like, what are you doing the next day?" Because I had just gotten this job at Disco Oasis. It's like a super big, like, roller skating party. That was my job.
Okay.
So day two of me working there, she's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I have to work." She's like, "No, you don't. Like, call off." I was like, "Wait, what?" She was like, "There's a big opportunity. Just call off. You're not gonna want to miss it."
Okay.
I trusted her. I'm like, "Okay, babe.
All right, I'm about to lose my job. Sounds good. I'm about to lose my job anyway, so it better be good."
But no, she always lands us like super cool gigs, so I trusted her. And so I get to set the next day, and it's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic, their music video for Skate. And yeah, that was dope.
That's dope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Just like that. Second day of working.
Hey, man. And that's the crazy thing, too, because, like, you know, you had to leave your job and stuff, and people, like, you don't even know what you're about to get yourself into.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. So it's like, taking risks.
How did you get into, like, the acting world? Like, how did you get an agent, and how did you go through that process?
So this goes like way, way, way back. Since I was a kid, I've always wanted to act. I saw my sister on a TV show, like, she was an extra on I think it's called Veronica Mars, something, some show.
I do remember Veronica Mars.
Like, that's
Disney?
Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like the show, but I remember it.
I remember.
I do remember.
Yeah. But I had seen her on TV, and I was like, "Yo, that's dope. Like, I want to do that someday."
Yeah.
And I've just always been into performing, and, you know, it was more so on a dance side back when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went to a performing arts middle school and high school where I learned how to act. So I did a lot of training then. So yeah, acting was my thing. I wanted to go to college for theater, but, you know, I let people be like, "No, that's not the right choice to make." And I ended up going for journalism, but still acting was always my thing. I took acting classes outside of school, and stuff like that. So yeah, I've been training for a good amount of time, and I've always wanted an agent. So once I moved out here, I was like, "Let me just apply and apply and apply," and landed an agent.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you do like any like extra work? Did you do like?
Did I? Well, recently I did extra work for the show Bel Air.
Okay.
I was roller skating on that show.
Okay.
Background work is not my favorite.
Of course not.
It's nobody's favorite. Nobody. I was telling Tim before I moved out here, I'm from Georgia. So before I moved out here, I went and did background work for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Worst time of my life. it was a great experience, but it was the worst time because I just felt like it was a room full of people that didn't know anything about what they were doing outside of being background. Like, everybody's trying. Like, you can see everybody's trying.
They all want to actually be actors.
And they all want to be front stage actors, which is amazing.
We all can't.
We all can't, but I just felt like the networking was weird. It was just like, it was a weird experience. And then, like, we had one day where we didn't, like eat. Like, we didn't eat. So and we went like we no they didn't feed us bro so it was like it was for like yeah, bro we was in there for like 5-6 hours
no food whatsoever
next day they made it up and they gave us like two meals they gave us breakfast and
so they can't say they just gave you one
big yeah dog. Bro they gave us two big dog but we was in there it was an experience, man. It's an experience. I would still do it again just for the money, but like it was not my favorite.
No, it was not.
I actually did like security before, like I, before all that, I did security at a movie, so I actually got to see like Pamela Anderson.
Oh,
yeah, I got to like see her, not meet her. I got to see her.
I saw her.
No, because like so, I didn't know like the bigger you got, you have like these plain clothes. They look like Tim and me. Dressed like plain clothes, just like guards. And so they'll have me like patrolling, but they have him actually with her. And so I'm thinking like that's her husband. I don't know who. I'm thinking that's her husband or something like that. And I go past her trailer, not trying to go in the trailer or anything like that, but she was about to come out and go on set. And he was like, yo, what are you doing? I was like, no, what are you doing? I clearly have the security. You see that? Right. The security on the back of my... My back.
Clear.
He's like, nah. He pulls out like a badge, and they got like a badge in it. Like, yeah, there's like what? Certified. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, it's crazy. I was okay. Like, that's yeah, wild. He was about to kick my ass.
Is there any? Has there been like a celebrity or anyone that's like shocked you? Like, I mean, like someone that you've always wanted to meet, and then you actually like got to meet them.
Yeah, you're like,
ooh. Like, oh shit. I was one.
Look, once I meet J. Cole. But no, really, a shocking thing was when I was working at Disco Oasis, Usher just showed up one day. I was like, oh, okay. He skated with us. So at Disco Oasis,
he can skate.
Like,
skate?
He can skate.
He can dance. He can dance too far.
He can move. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Not
too far.
That man is talented.
Yeah.
But no, so at Disco Oasis, every hour or so, we would clear the floor because I was working there as a performer, and we would just perform on stage. Mm. So he was there, and I'm like, yo, Usher, they're clearing the floor. I'm like, Usher, yo, join our performance. Like, skate with us. He's like, all right, bet. And he just performed with us, like, at the show. Well, I was just like, yo, this is crazy. Like,
Usher. That's kind of fire.
And then Saweetie. Saweetie's real sweet. Oh, Saweetie. That's why, you know, Saweetie's so sweet.
Yeah, she's so sweet. That's great, though, man. That's good. Hey, one day. We was in here with Brandon Brown. I wasn't like shell shocked, but I was still like, yo, this dude like been around Kanye and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like these people that have been around like actual big artists, like or in their craft or whatever. And it's like, damn, like
I used to when I first moved out here, I worked at Universal Studios in Hollywood. And I seen a lot. That's where I first met like a lot of celebrities, but two of them, like the two ones that I loved. It's The Weeknd.
Oh, snap.
And Jamie Foxx.
Oh, okay.
I was like.
Okay, some big names.
Yeah, when I didn't even know how to. I wanted to call The Weeknd Abel. I was like, I wanted to call him by his first name. I'm like, Abel,
government.
I miss you.
I miss you.
I never met you, but I miss you. Yeah. That's how I felt.
I miss you. He's like, yo, sir, can you check my bags?
Can you just check my bags and keep it moving?
Yeah, pimp. I go through this. And it's crazy, too. Like, you know, they go through that every day, probably.
They do.
I just wonder, like, if I ever get to sit down, like, bro, does it ever get, like, annoying? Like, does it get to a point where, like, you're like, I don't want to deal with today. Like, I can't deal with another fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
It has to get like that.
It has to. Like, at some point, like, it has to, like, be stationary. So, like, you're walking the street. You know you're The Weeknd, Able.
Can't even go out, bro, honestly. Uh-uh. You can't go out like no regular person.
Yeah, you can't even, like, go to the store. Mm-hmm. I just want some ice cream.
Right.
Because we were talking about that kind of, like, what do you want? Do you want, what do you want out the business? Do you want the fame? Do you want the money? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to do it for the artistry? Like, what do you really want out of the business? That's what it really comes down to in the end. Yeah. You know, so like you have to think about what you really want to get out of it. And because I'm kind of in the same boat. I want to be acting. I want to do acting and all that stuff. But at the end, I also want to know, like, what I want to get out of it.
Right.
You know, because if I do become rich and famous, do I want, am I ready to be, like, cut myself off from society now? Like, I got to be up there and just stay up there, like, in the hills? Like, it sounds good. Yeah. But.
Right. And then, like, you also got to think about the people that, like, before, like, your family and stuff, too. Because, like, the one thing I realized being on, like, YouTube is that YouTube has the finest FBI agents on earth, CIA agents on earth. They will find you, and they will find out everything about you. It's just random people.
That's creepy.
And that is creepy, but you know what I mean? You find out all the, I'm like, how did y'all know in 2018 such and such stepped into this store at 2:30 p.m., and we didn't even know this guy was famous at that time? Like,
right.
And it's like, but there are people out there that are, like, looking for shit on you. The more you blow up, the more they're like, yo, let me find something to either tear you down or make you seem more human. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, like, you know what I mean? So you also got to think about that too. Like, bro, I'm putting lives in danger. You know what I mean?
Because it's just the scale, though. Because there's the actors that are C and B list that they can walk up.
I was Z list.
And they're still getting money.
And I Z-list. Still get scared. It took me a while to even put my last name on my Instagram. Because
you want people to be stalking.
Yeah. I'm like, I got a family. Like, I don't know.
There's weirdos. A lot of weirdos.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of weirdos out there, man. And that is a scary thing. That's, I don't know, like, how to... I wouldn't know how to deal with that. Like, some dude coming up to you. I think I told you about this. I was on a set. I was on a set doing security, and there was a paparazzi guy in a tree.
In a tree? Yeah. He was committed.
And so. So they're going around the set, and then, you know what I mean? Me and this guy, we look up. I said, that branch look weird to you? I said, bro, look at that. He's like, he looks up. It's like as black as this, but it's like leaning out, and it's like leaning towards the set. And it's like, it's a camera lens. It's a big ass camera lens. And I'm like, yo, please tell me that's not a person.
That's a human.
And so we go up there, we look up, and there's just a guy just sitting there as still as the waters. He's just still. And he's just sitting there just like shooting pictures and stuff. Well,
the risk they take.
Wow. Yeah, the risk they take. Yeah, the risk they take for, like,
other people's business. That's
I'm like, what do you get out of this, bro?
Money.
Yeah,
bro, but you know you can get your ass whooped doing this too. Like,
true.
Some of them got to put their name on it. So you know what I mean. Nowadays, especially from like that, I don't know if y'all heard about that, like Tasha K and Cardi B thing. Like, bro, some of these celebrities are gonna start suing y'all because y'all are going too far with it. You know what I mean? And y'all willing to like manipulate stories just to say, you know, just to say that you talked to Cardi B. Like, why?
Right.
I don't care. That's crazy as hell.
Where do you see like? Roller skating, like, where do you want to take that? Where do you want to go with it?
Oof.
You know?
Roller skating, man. I hope, because you know how everybody said, oh, roller skating is just coming back, stuff like that. I feel like it never left. But where it is now, I feel like it is, like, gaining popularity.
It
and I
is.
Hope that. I hope that keeps going.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, that's going to bring in some bread for me. And also my friends and people who are just learning and stuff like that. It's so much fun.
I'm seeing people in Florida now, like, really diving into roller skating and stuff like that,
Florida
too.
Florida has a skate culture.
Yeah. And so, like, when I started coming out, we used to go to Venice Beach, like, all the time.
Oh,
like I said, I didn't think it was that big. And like, even coming to like California, I didn't know how big it was until I seen everybody on a scooter, skateboard, rollerblades. Like, I said, oh, y'all are serious about this. And so, yeah, now I see other like places like in New York to Florida and stuff like that. Like, people are starting to pick up dances and do stuff on TikTok and all that stuff, man. It's cool, though. It's cool to see.
Yeah.
It's cool to see, like, a trend to be picked up. Yeah. And it's a cool trend. Like, we're not, like, knocking each other out on, like, milk cartons and stuff. We're not climbing milk cartons.
What was that?
Yeah, we're not.
What was that?
Yeah, bro, we're not, like, breaking our necks to climb up milk cartons. We're on the ground just learning little cool, like, slide steps and electric slides.
That was just a distraction. That's all
it was. That was a distraction?
That's all it was.
Trying to distract you.
That was crazy.
We done had milk cartons in the hood all 90s, 2000s. I ain't never seen nobody
right.
Say, let's stack this shit up.
Walk on them.
Walk on them. Yeah, you just want to go see Glory, man. You just do that later, bro. Like, you ain't got to do that now. But yeah, yeah.
That's
but I do want to kind of get into some, like, main topics. You know, we always talk about topics throughout the month. And it feels like that Will Smith shit was far away. I know everybody's exhausted from talking about it, but I did want to bring it up. I did want to get y'all feelings on it.
Oh, gosh. That.
How do you feel as a woman?
As a woman? That?
Would you want your man would you going want your?
That's
smacking?
A great question, bro. Would you want your man to do something like that?
Ooh, okay, look, because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am a woman. I'm also a performer, an entertainer, sure. Right? So I guess I see both. Okay, yeah, that's sexy. That's sexy. You know, your man stood up for you like, ooh. But the way I'm looking at it on a stage so large, yeah. I don't know.
In front of the world.
Yeah.
In front of my niggas in Australia.
That was just kind of like.
Bloody Will Smith.
That bloody Will Smith.
Bloody Will Smith. Yeah, I get it, but also, it's not my business, but whatever. But I get it, but it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it could have been handled a little better.
Maybe offset, off camera. Maybe.
Off camera. Go talk during about the commercial break. Just
snuff them off camera.
Snuff them.
Yeah.
Sneak them off camera.
Sneak them off camera. I always because like a lot of people like to blame it on Jada, but as a guy who's grown up around a lot of husbands, like I've seen where like you really can't tell husbands how to defend their wife, mm-hmm. and sometimes. What happens is, like, it can be overdone or over, you know, he probably overreacted, but a lot of dudes do that shit on their own merit. And to me, like, watching Will Smith, like, lose some of the things he lost, like his seat at the Oscars and things like that, and, you know, the kind of power that he had, there's no way in my mind that I think a Jada Smith would tell him to go up there or even persuade him to do something like that.
Come on, bro, she didn't say anything. He just did that.
I just think that, bro.
That was the heat of the moment
heat
for
of the
Will.
Moment.
Yeah. So that was my only problem with it. And I even talked to Tim about this. Like, I just hate fake outrage. That's my that's one of my pet peeves, bro. I just hate when people, like, over-exaggerate something. Like, the only people that I can see that are mad about this is, like, comedians. Because I get it, bro. They deal with this shit on a regular basis where they put themselves out there to tell jokes, and then there's one asshole in the crowd that just simply doesn't like the joke or whatever the case may be, and he does too much. You know what I mean? He's trying to see them after the show, after a joke. The dude just wants to get on his tour bus and go to the next station. You get what I'm saying? So we also talked about that, like how sensitive people are really starting to be, and like I don't think that there is a punishment yet for those sensitive people versus, like, a guy that's actually paid to go up there and do his job. You know what I mean? I can see if, like, you know, he's not a comedian, but
right.
You know what I mean? But he's paid to come in there. I've never driven. I just said that in the car. I've never driven to a spot, a comedic spot, and said, all right, whatever. If he says the wrong joke, I'm going to punch the fuck out of him. Never said that in my life. I said, whatever happens here is going to be funny as fuck.
Yeah,
or
it might not
be funny, but I'm not going to go up there and punch him for it.
Right.
It's just like, try again, brother. Like, that wasn't that funny.
You know what you're signing up for when
you know what you're signing up for. So I get, like, comedians, I get that slap because it's like, we don't really understand, like when Will Smith did that, like, it gives, like, normal people like us, like, the mind to go up there and do or to act out sometimes. When we see, like, celebrities do certain things, now we think that we can do them sometimes. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I'm also like, bro, you lost a lot of power over a slap.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And you could have.
And it's like, every time you think of Will Smith, you're going to just think of, like, him slapping.
Right. You are, bro. You're going to see it. Like,
slap him hard.
Yeah, you're going to see it.
Wear
too.
It up.
Every time you see Chris Rock.
Right.
Chris Rock, too. Damn, you got slapped.
Right. You got slapped, bro. Television.
By the genie.
You got slapped by the genie, dog.
The genie, dog.
That's crazy.
What a genie.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know, man. But I'm still going to support Will Smith. I'm still going to support a little bit Chris Rock. I'm going to support Chris Rock.
A little bit.
He still got some stuff to answer for me. He still got to talk about that Louis C.K. thing and stuff like that. So, Louis C.K. is a comedian, too. And they were all in a room, and, like, he allowed them to say the N-word. That was a, that video surfaced during this altercation. Yeah, he did. He allowed them to say he call him the N-word too. So
that is retardedly hilarious.
That is it's more funny when because I see like Seinfeld sitting back. He's like laughing, and then as soon as they say the N-word, he's like. Oh no. He's like, oh no.
It's like, what happened?
No, no, no. He's like, no. I'm not in this. Because he understands, like, you're the white guy sitting there as this happening. He's just like, can y'all cut this shit?
Get the camera off me. Get the camera off me.
And they're just going back and forth. Nigger, nigger. No. You're a nigger.
Well, wait, no, with the hard R?
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
with the hard R.
He's like, yeah, you, nah. Seinfeld's like, no, he's not. He's not the hey, N-word.
Stop that.
Can you stop? Yeah, bro. So shout out to them, man. Shout out to Seinfeld, too. I love Seinfeld, Jerry man. Seinfeld. He tries not to be that guy.
That's funny.
That is funny. Man. That is funny. But also in the same mix, I was just explaining the T.I. situation as well, where, hey, man, y'all comedians had a bad month.
It's comedian month.
Hey, comedians had a bad month. Yeah. But I was explaining the T.I. situation where
he... Is T.I. a comedian?
Is he?
Oh, man. You going to label him a comedian?
I don't know.
Let's ask Mo.
Mo, do you label T.I. a comedian?
No. That was a quick, hard hell no.
I'm exaggerating, but he definitely meant to say hell no.
He's just a basically. Funny person.
I don't consider him a comedian either. Do you? I'm going to ask you guys, but I'm going to also ask Mo, too, if he wants to answer that. Do you think that it is, because this question came up, too. Do you think it's disrespectful for him to have all these opportunities over comedians that are actually in that space?
Of course.
Do you think it's disrespectful? Elaborate if you don't mind.
Of course, bro. People been working their ass off for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still low on the tier. Still like low on the call sheet. Working the ass off trying to get to that point. And then like Mo said, you literally gonna get a whole 30 minutes taken away from
45 minutes.
To have T.I. up there like bullshitting, you know? Yeah. It's like, T.I., you already got the money. Yeah. And the clout. At this point, you don't really have to do what you're doing right now. I don't know what you're doing it for.
Honestly, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm not upset with him doing because like then we got to bring up guys like Jamie Foxx who also did it, Donald Glover who was a comedian and an artist at the same time. But
they were funny.
To me, that yeah, that actually yeah, Donald Glover, was
Jamie Foxx,
Jamie Foxx was funny as shit. Whoa. But also I look at it like, all right, are you taking it as serious as these comedians take it? You know what I mean? Like, are you even using it? No.
Mo?
Mo?
No.
Yeah, and it is Disrespect Comedians Month. I don't know why this is Disrespect Comedians Month.
Everybody's slapping comedians
metaphorically, physically. But I do, man. I agree. I think it's so disrespectful to, like, hop in a genre and just not take it serious. Like I said, I would have somebody write their joke. He could buy a Netflix special. Maybe you could do that and then bring like some smaller onto the show and allow them to kind of like, that's what I feel like T.I. is great at. He wants to be an activist as well. Mm. So use your powers to be to promote more, not be the center of attention. Like, like if I was T.I., that's what I would do. Like,
yeah, bro.
You're not funny, but
like
dog.
He should start.
Okay.
He should have. What T.I. should have done was start a comedy club in Atlanta, another one, and promote actual people who like are comedians that have been grinding and trying to get up there. Push them and be like, come to T.I.'s comedy club. Put your name on it,
and then and people gonna come out. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And then now they can see a list of comedians they never seen, new people on the block.
And
now you're.
And that's what
T.I.'s
Dave Chappelle was trying to do in like Ohio, like Silver Springs, like his old place. He was gonna bring a comedy club out there to a comedy store, I think.
Smart.
But he was gonna do that. So that's just my opinion on that. Like, why do you think you're funny? Why do you think you're funny?
Somebody told him. Somebody had
who? Who somebody. Is the guy? Tiny, are you running around telling T.I. you funny?
Ooh, T.I., you funny? You so funny.
Boy, wives will have you doing shit. Wives will have y'all doing shit that y'all ain't supposed to be doing.
I'm supposed to be doing.
Baby, you told me I was funny. I said in the house.
Yeah.
You funny in the
not
house.
Not outside. Not outside.
Yeah, you just funny to me, baby. I have not seen the kids laugh at all at your jokes. You know what I'm saying? So, man.
That's funny. Yeah, but yeah, for real, bro. He should have gave that up. We should give that up, T.I.
He should, man.
It's okay.
It'll be all right. It is okay. Stop taking these people time. Like, stop taking the comedian's time.
It's 2022.
So he ran over somebody else's time? Is that what happened?
Basically. Instead of, like, that's what Mo was explaining as well. Like, they have segments and times, and then they have the guy that's sitting behind the stage telling you when to stop. T.I. keeps going.
Yeah, just keeps going. Yeah.
Is anybody laughing? Like, did the crowd?
Oh, at the New York one, that's online. Everybody's booing.
Everybody's
him.
Booing, right?
Yikes.
Yeah. And that was like his first paid gig. They paid him for that.
Yeah.
That's a waste of money.
And time.
And time.
I hate that.
I was just slamming his mom.
Like, what? What are you talking about?
I'm rising up out of here. I go see my friend down the street talk about shit like that. That's crazy. Go
just stick to movies, stick and to acting, movies, right, and rapping.
Great, he's great at that.
Producing
something.
Put some new people out.
Go back to doing podcasts. And he said that too. Like, he was like,
podcast.
The reason why he stopped podcasting was because he felt like he wasn't making enough money out of it. I was like,
bro,
I think it was like, what's it called? Expeditiously or something like that?
Probably.
What's the name of it? It's something like that. It is. It's for real. It's like Expeditiously.
You know Mo don't know that.
I know. I'm looking for Mo for help.
You over there for like, Mo's gosh. Like, I'm like, fuck, you know, yeah.
Mo is on fuck T.I. Mo.
Yeah, Mo's on Mo's on Will Smith T.I. right now. Will Smith the shit out of T.I.
He's like, yeah. He's like, fuck yeah. I'll slap the shit out that man. I feel you, Mo, man. I feel y'all comedians, man. Y'all disrespected this month. God damn. That's they just shame. Don't like y'all.
Do you remember what T.I. said on the radio?
Mm-mm.
What? I don't know if, like, everyone agrees with it. To me, it was crazy that he gives his daughter... You don't remember this?
No. About his daughter's like check, like he checks his daughter's.
Oh,
hymen?
That.
Her
oh, hymen? I thought her it was something hymen? Recent.
No, that just I think about that all the time.
That's do you? Big, that's you that know. That's a legacy.
Checks her hymen to see if she's a virgin, bro.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's T.I. That's. That's
oh.
No, no.
He should tell that on stage.
His daughter would be.
Gosh.
His daughter would be destroyed. She already is. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He said that on the radio. I didn't know it was a radio thing. I thought it was an interview, but not on the radio.
Mm.
You know, imagine you riding down the street and you hear that. Like, you headed to work.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Drinking coffee. T.I. did what?
That's normal.
That is
that
weird.
Is, that, is, that is weird as fuck. That is weird as fuck. Hey, man, that's T.I. for you, though. Anything, what else happened this week?
That's what it is, man.
What else happened this week?
This week?
Yeah. Or this month?
In the comedian aspect?
No, just in general.
No, Dave Chappelle is here. I think he's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl.
Is he?
I think this weekend.
Hey, man, that man is invincible. Don't he got like three shows coming? He has like three, like Netflix. He has what?
He did three in the last 2 years.
Yeah, so he's invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Can't be touched.
Can't be touched.
He left that money on the table and just... came back and got more.
That's crazy.
Was he really in Africa though? Is that a thing? Is that a thing, or is that like? Did we make that up, or did?
I think he like took a trip out there, but I don't think he lived out there in the wilderness.
Yeah, they made it seem like he
just.
Like,
yeah, like I don't think he just was out there. In the
I don't think that there are people in the wilderness in Africa. They have cities out in Africa though.
The aspect of Africa seems like it's probably hot and wilderness, but it's not. You're right, guys. There's homes.
Yeah, there's houses out there.
You're right.
They pay taxes in Africa.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope so.
He took a trip, right?
That's it. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
We just made it seem like his whole hike was to Africa.
I thought he lived there for 10 years.
And did crack, right?
10 years?
Yeah, I thought he lived.
Well, why is he doing crack
that's
in Africa?
That's what they said. They said he, right? They said he was on drugs in Africa.
That's a lie.
He was smoking crack. Like, I remember all this.
They tried to destroy him, bro. That's all they did. And it didn't work.
I believed it.
Yeah, yeah, right? See? They believed that he was smoking crack in Africa. Now he's like,
that's what's wrong.
Netflix.
You said that's what's wrong?
That's what's wrong with the internet. Everybody just be lying.
Yeah.
That is true. That's one thing, like, I've realized over the past, like, 2 weeks is that YouTube itself is fake.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is, bro. It's just fake. Like I've been doing, like, a video. I did a video on this dude named JT, and this other dude named, like, his YouTube name is, like, PBM, Poor Black Man Vegetables and Junk Food. I think that's the name of like his
vegetables.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah. And so Jason is a financial planner. That's his job. He went to college for that. And dude's trying to challenge him on his thing versus like Kevin Samuels. He's trying to get the dude. He was trying to get the dude to kind of expose Kevin Samuels, which is weird.
Do you know anything about those people? No. Kevin Samuels, YouTube.
No.
You don't know. hey, that lets you know he don't have the reach that people think he does.
I mean, I don't really be on like watching stuff like that. I just be scrolling on TikTok.
You just be scrolling on TikTok, minding your business.
That's how old are you? Can I ask you? Okay.
24.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Almost 25.
Hey, when's your birthday?
June 16th.
Woo! We talked about that. June 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all coming up? Y'all coming up?
Yeah. Gemini season.
Yes. That's crazy.
Get out the way.
Right. Move.
Move. Get out the way. What?
You have plans? Huh?
What's your sign?
I'm Cancer.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. July 2nd.
Yeah.
I'm right after y'all.
Hey, man.
I'm right there.
He was close. He was close enough.
He was close.
Almost.
Y'all was on my Insta.
That's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just a crap.
So you don't know nothing about like red pill stuff, manosphere, none of that.
No.
You don't know anything about that?
Uh-uh.
Great.
That's
don't
good.
Don't
stay
do,
far away.
Stay
from
far away from it. It's just weird dudes. Don't dabble in any of that stuff.
That wouldn't be what I would
basically
watch.
The manosphere is the guys at the gas station that want you, and then when you say no, they talk shit about you.
Oh, see.
That's the manosphere.
See.
Or the guys.
That just happened the other day.
Exactly. Then he was in the man. He's a red pill.
I put money on it. He was in Kevin Samuels talking shit about
what?
You.
Probably.
Man, it was this girl named Precious. She skates.
She was skating. She skated off on me at
she
the gas station.
She skated off on my ass.
That's what happened for real. No, that's really what happened. Me and my friend were skating on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, yeah, we were on the basketball court. He came through with a basketball.
Of course.
And just started shooting the ball while we're standing there. We're like, yo.
Oh, he wanted y'all attention.
Ew, like that?
Ew.
Come on now. Come on. Yeah. The thing is, the ball was about to hit us. He's like, hey, ladies, like, da-da-da-da. We just looked and, like, skated off. And he was like, well, that's why y'all. I'm like, all right.
Of course.
Okay. Oh, man.
Of course.
That's
the classic. The classic. That's why y'all that and that.
That's
and
why
this.
Y'all that. Feeling
that's why y'all skating and not driving. It's like, what?
Have you seen these gas prices?
Yeah.
I'm about to pick them up myself.
Exactly.
Everybody's skating.
Yeah.
Should be skating.
Everybody should be
Arco is at $6.50.
Exactly.
We should all be skating.
We should all be skating. We should all be like her.
Uh-huh.
Losing weight and skating.
That's funny. Yeah. Honestly. Honestly.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
What the fuck? That's crazy. Do you, you said that happened. Does that happen often?
No, not often. I wouldn't say that happens often. Nah, I really keep to myself.
Keep
most
low
of the
key.
Time.
I was going to ask that question. Like, what is the, what do you think the dating like? What is the dating like in LA? Or not LA, California.
Dating
dating in general. If you can answer that question.
What about for you?
Am
right?
I even dating? I'm like, I don't even. You know what? I feel like I scare guys away. I
okay.
do, because no one's really into relationships these days is what I feel like.
Sure.
Everybody wants to do what it do and keep it pushing. But that's not me. I'm a hopeless romantic. Like, give me 2 business days and I'm in love with you. Like, let's get married.
2 business days? Hey, man, if it's
maybe
on Friday,
maybe three.
Fuck around Monday, Tuesday, she in there.
That's how
what do you mean that you like scare them away though, like,
because once people know that that's how you are, or like oh, you're big on relationships, it's like, oh, I'm not into that, like, that's not what I want. So I just feel like people try to steer clear of me. And I'll let them know, like, you're going to hurt my feelings, because that's not the type of time that I'm on. But, yeah, they're not ready for relationships, but.
No, you're not the only one. There's a lot of girls out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of girls out there that feel that way.
The same thing.
It's that's just hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
Want a dude to just take the time out to ask for a date. Can I come pick you up at 7
p.m.?
Right.
Damn. I feel like that's what a lot of women want right now. But they just think, since the culture, it's like, oh, we're hitting it, quitting it, hopping on Tinder. And
hopping on Tinder.
So it's like, that's the culture.
That's
the
culture,
bro.
Hopping on Bumble.
Yeah.
Bumble. Ain't that what it's called?
Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Plenty of Fish.
Black people meet.
Black people meet.
Christian.
We
Christian
still
mingle?
On that? Bro, were you,
Christian
hey,
mingle?
Man, I feel like you're old enough to know what Black
you
Planet
know I'm
is.
Old.
Black Planet? You know
Black
Planet.
Oh, yeah, Black Planet.
Okay, just making sure of it, dog. didn't know that was a Texas thing. I honestly thought it was just a Georgia thing. Every black man in Georgia had a black planet.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, black planet.
It was like MySpace for black.
That's what it was called, bro. It was like an earlier MySpace, I feel like. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, like tag, all that stuff. No tag? You're 24. Yeah, my bad, big dog. Damn, we telling
a little bit.
We telling not age in this motherfucking pod. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Tag, all that stuff, man.
What about apps? Are you an app? Do you get on apps?
Like dating apps?
Yeah, dating apps. Are you stay clear from them or have you tried it?
Look, I really don't be. I'll tell my business just a little bit.
Just sprinkle some business.
You ain't
got to
tell it all. Don't tell it all. You ain't got to tell it all.
At one point, I was on Tinder, swiftly deleted. Yeah, it was not working.
Did it start popping off quick as soon as you posted? You was getting ping, 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 ping.
I feel like,
it was pinging.
Yeah, I feel like they were.
It wasn't even letting up. There would be no. Here was my thing though. I was on Tinder. I'm dumb. I'm low key slow. I was on there like, hey, I'm new to LA. Like, I just want some friends. Like, if it turns into something, then that's whatever. But as for right now,
that sounds good. What's wrong with that?
So it started off okay. Like, I did meet some friends on there who I'm still pretty cool with now.
Yeah.
But then stuff started turning weird. I just had to, I deleted. I was this is
it started
not
turning
where I
weird.
Need to be.
Got weird quick.
This is not me.
So 10 is a negative.
It's a no. I also feel like I meet more people in person. Yeah. Like
in the real world.
Yeah. You seem like you do a lot. Like you actually go out a lot. So I think it would, sorry, like, the skating thing that? Kind of like, no, with the skating thing, I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's just, no, I really, moving out here, I haven't really done much. Like, I don't go out much unless it's to, like, the skating rink. The skating rink.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like,
or, like, set or something.
Yeah, okay, yeah I'm set too, but, no. I know mostly skaters, so.
Are you in classes, like acting classes or anything like that?
No, I do want to start taking one again. Actually, when I first moved out here, I took a commercial class.
Okay.
That my agent had recommended for me. So that was cool. It only lasted about 2-3 weeks, and it was like one day a week.
What's a commercial class? It's just
an acting class for commercials.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it sounded simple, but in my head, that wasn't
just
simple.
Just that.
Yeah, it sounded simple, but I was like, let me ask before.
Let me confirm.
Yeah, let me confirm if it's simple or if it's not. Because
there's theatrical, and then there's the commercial aspect.
Yeah, you have improv classes.
And you want to be a recurring, like have a recurring role on a show.
That's
good.
My goal. Just on a show that does great. So that's like stable income right there. Like I'm good. Like a Blackish. Blackish lasted a minute. So I'm like, if I could get on a show like that and just have a role that just.
Yeah. They say if it goes like 3 seasons or something like that, that's a pretty good.
Oh, you're good.
Income.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it goes 3 seasons.
You're good.
Yeah.
She's probably like, even 1 season. I take 1 season on Netflix. I'll be good.
For right now, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, if it's on Netflix, yeah, dude. Because people going to binge watch. Someone's going to find it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's possible. That's why you're out here. Mm-hmm. It's possible. Right. It can happen. You never know when you're going to get plucked or called. You just never know.
Yeah.
But like he said, you're out here. You're doing stuff. You're outside. So.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting seen, you're going out, you're doing your auditions, you're doing what you got to do. So.
It was crazy. Even when we met at Black Market Fleet, I had walked up to, you were standing there in Amaya.
Yeah,
like, yo, is this the line? Amaya's like, is your name Precious?
Yeah, she knew her.
Yeah, like, she's like, you skate? Yeah. I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, I follow you on Instagram. I was like, oh, hey, friend. Like, we cool.
Just like that.
We best friends now. Yeah, like I said, and I love spaces like that where everybody can, even if you got your own, like, agenda, there's no issue with that because everybody's here for what they're here for. But, like, when you can at least be, like, you know, networky or, you know, you can talk to people, that's what I like.
Yeah.
And that shit was
that's
just, like,
point,
a whole vibe. Yeah.
Sure.
Should be out there like talking, shaking hands,
hell
meeting people. Because
you
never know.
You
never
know
what's gonna happen.
I just felt like a whole bunch of like Jay-Z's and Kanye's just sitting there talking to people.
Jay-Z's,
yeah,
and
bro.
Kanye.
Just like, yeah, bro. Because you never know. You never know. These people might.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's a cycle, man. Like, you know what I mean. Like right now, we're looking at like the Jay-Z's and all these guys and meetings and stuff like that, and we're still fairly young. And then come turn that cycle. Gonna be us in there hosting these events and stuff like that. So,
yeah, cycle, bro.
Yeah, bro. So,
new blood.
I just think that the industry itself like turns over, and you know puts other people in those tries to give other people those roles and stuff.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna get old eventually, so.
Yeah, man, and hopefully, I know it was one of your things. It was like, you know, especially when you stick around this industry, I feel like long enough, you know what I mean? I agree with that. Like, you'll find something that's good for yourself.
Yeah, you're gonna find a niche.
Yeah, you'll find something that can give you some type of income. Right. Not everybody's gonna be the billionaire.
In the hills over there. In the hills over there.
Yeah, in the hills. Oh, in the hills.
I was like, the hills over there. Yeah, they're right there.
We were talking.
We're all trying to be.
Yeah, that was you trying to be skating
West
on the hills.
I love the West Hollywood area. My commercial class was over here, and I would drive through the streets like, man, one day.
Yeah.
Someday, something West bougie. Hollywood. Just some nice.
Do something bougie.
Something bougie.
You like West Hollywood?
I do like, well, from what I've seen, like, I don't know, too. It just looks nice and feels nice.
Yeah.
It's a different, because I live in North Long Beach, so every time I like drive by over here, it just feels like.
You feel the energy?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, this is different.
Yeah, we do not come out here that often.
Really?
Either.
We're
in Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're like 30 minutes, probably like 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes from me.
From Long Beach? Yeah.
Like Huntington Beach? Do you like Huntington Beach?
Yeah, it's quiet.
It's low key.
Low key. Not trying to be funny, but like less homeless people. Mm. So, you know, not trying to be rude or anything.
Every time I come out, they multiply.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going.
The tents
they multiply.
And it's so sad.
It is sad.
I got off the airplane. I got off the airplane. I thought it was a concert. I thought it was a concert coming. And so, because I seen tents. So, like in Georgia, if you see tents, there's an event happening.
You don't see something else. Wait, I'm so sorry.
No,
okay.
No, yeah, I seen like tents. I thought it was like, oh, well, they must
wait. Yeah, I was like, wait, oh, what is
tits.
Going on?
Shit.
I thought it was a rock star event because I seen some titties. It's like,
yeah,
all right,
Nah, that sounds very LA. Actually. But no, I came out, saw tents everywhere, and I was like, oh, they must be having a concert or something. And then I was like, nah. Nigga, that's the homeless.
Man, that's the encampment.
That's the encampments. Encampments. That sounds like Resident Evil. Hiding from zombies.
It is, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It is Resident Evil.
Yeah, man. Sad. He took me down. What's that street?
Bro? What?
I forgot. I can't think of the name. But you took me down one street. I thought we was in another country. I didn't think we was in like the United States.
You talking about Skid Row?
Yeah, Skid Row.
Oh man.
Yeah, he took me down Skid Row. I was like, we close.
I had to show you.
Yeah, bro. He's like, yeah, bro, let's turn on this road, man. I turned on that road. I said, Tim, take me back to whatever country we was in before this. This ain't America. We not in America, bro. I don't know how you did that, but the fuck?
Stupid.
Yeah, bro. It was insane, bro. But it like, you know, we were talking about that too. Like, it just, like, I feel like L.A. is the real world, bro. It is. It's rich, the niggas. Niggas. The rich and us niggas.
Like, the way you just, you can just, like, see, even driving up here, you can see the differences. You see, like, the homeless man. There was a homeless man literally on the block right there on Santa Monica.
Just store.
Dick out and everything, pissing. And I'm like, all right. And I look up, and then there's the Hollywood Hills. And in his background is the Hollywood Hills. And this man's just like, you know, I'm like, yo. That's crazy.
That is insane.
But actually, it's the real world because, like, we don't see a lot of people. If you're not here, you don't see that aspect of, like, reality. What can reality can actually be?
Yeah. Did you see the Oscars, the Grammys?
Yeah.
Hollywood walkway where they show the stars.
Yeah.
We don't. That guy that was pissing, they don't put the count. Oh, my bad.
Yo, you tell Siri to shut her mouth. This is mansplaining.
This is mansplaining. Shut up.
We only have one female in here
today. Yeah, one.
Right.
And that's funny. You are our first woman that we
are.
You are. You are.
Oh my gosh, I'm honored.
Yeah, you are. You are our first woman.
Crazy.
So I'm gonna get a lot of phone calls.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna get a lot of phone calls. I was like, no, you didn't. No, you did not. Yeah, why'd you do that?
You're messing up the flow with things.
It's good though.
No,
we need to be
no,
open. When we made the podcast, we didn't make it just strictly for men. We just made it about men.
Men.
Okay.
But if you're a female, of course, we're down to have different perspectives.
We do. We want to hear about y'all, but like I said, don't go into it. Please don't. But I can explain it to you real quick. Like, there's this, like, culture of, like I said, the manosphere and the red pill that make it seem like women are difficult to deal with. They're unhealthy. They're the reason for a lot of the relationship problems and things like that. Me personally, I just think that everybody's unfucking healthy. We're all damaged. We all have baggage that we just don't want to deal with. And then we get on the internet and we spew our or project our you know, discomforts with the other sex onto social media. Mm-hmm. So when I created this space, I wanted to be like a healthy conversation. People to see that like men and women can like sit down and laugh about shit that right. we all do, because we all do some type of fucked up shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, get more of like a conversation than the debate. That's one thing I don't like about Kevin Samuels, because it's not a debate. Mm-hmm. It's like he's right, she's wrong, she doesn't have a point.
Yeah, it's not a conversation.
If she does, it's not a conversation. Okay. It's, you know what I mean? It's basically him like doing like this, and it's like, the fuck? Nobody wants it. I don't. I'm going to be honest with you. I live in a real world. I don't want to hear that every day. Mm-hmm. It's not, no, man. I've seen plenty of women try to, you know, be all for men, and I've seen men try to be all for women. So, you know, we got to actually sit down and have that conversation. So that's why I made this space. Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, but thank you
for having me.
I appreciate you coming on the show.
We're gonna reach that closing time again, man. Make sure you follow all our social medias and stuff. And thank you, Precious, for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Shout out your IGs and everything.
Yeah, man. Shout out your IG one more time for me.
IG
and your Tinder.
Oh. No, there's no Tinder. No. My Instagram is Oh So Precious. With Precious is spelled with a S-H, not a C-I.
Yeah.
P-R-E-S-H-O-U-S.
And it will be in the description again. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, big dog.
I'm here.
And we out. Peace.
That's it. That's it, Precious.
That was cool. That's